see you looking out your window. I see you looking out your window. What do you see? All right, welcome back, everybody. You do have the professor here. My name is Darren, and my lovely, not wovely, I had a really hard time getting that out the last time, wife Kim. So we're still here in the Apalachicola. I did manage to track her down, and where are we going, Kim? What did you find?
I found the headstone, the grave of a 40-year-old man that was killed in an explosion at an anise factory.
Anise factory?
I thought it was an ice, but it appears that it's an anise. I don't know.
Oh, that's that black licorice tasting spice.
This is the spot here, and it's in this corner here.
Boy, you barely find this one tucked
in. This is the one that I found. I climbed underneath all of the trees and shrubs and stuff, and it's hidden back here, and it's a really cool looking color.
You gotta watch out.
All right, so you read this, honey. It was just
a ghost?
No, it was actually a frog.
A frog?
Yep. What is this? Come look here.
Lieutenant Company B, 4th Florida Infantry, died 1877. Okay, so I'm going to try not to step on the frog or the armadillo.
It went in here.
Or the lizards.
Read this, what this says. Because remember I said ice factory. It says, Memory of Charles A. Glazier, killed at Apalachicola, Florida, by an explosion of anise factory, November 27th, 1887, age 40 years old.
It looks like anise to me.
And I thought...
We looked at this last year and we thought it was ice factory.
Or is it by an explosion of an... Yeah, it is of an ice factory. It's not anise. It's of an ice factory.
Well, they got those words so close together.
It's an ice factory.
An ice factory. Well, I think anise is cooler. An anise factory.
No,
explosion.
Actually, an ice factory would be cooler. Pardon the pun.
An ice.
Bum, bum, bum.
Anise factory. An ice factory.
Stand right here, sweetheart. Oops, I lost
it. Is that kind of like tomato, tomato, potato, potato?
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
Yeah.
There.
Maybe it's a combination anise ice factory. Anise flavored ice. Ooh, that'd be creepy crappy.
And I've managed to goof that up too.
All right, so it looks like we are having a little bit of technical difficulties on some of our hardware. So hopefully the audio is still recording. So I also have my backup SLS camera. So check and see if we have any images going on here. So I'm going to try to do a, once again, the ninja stealth turn. Otherwise, you can pretty much turn anything into a stick figure.
Let me see what you have.
Well, if you move fast, you can goof up
the sensor.
I want
you to put it over here by the guy that got killed at the ice factory.
Okay, so.
So head to your right.
I'm trying. Just seeing some false positives as I move too fast. It's turning the poles on the fence into stick figures and then using the top railing as arms. So that's cheating. So going over to the headstone here.
How about if you come about it from the other way?
Well, I have one here that is standing. Okay, there was one that was just to the left of the marker over there.
You're making me stand on a
gravestone. I'm stationary. I'm trying to do my job, sweetie.
All right.
Just to the left, it's moving around that marker off on the right. Then I have one that is standing inside the fence line at the cemetery. So maybe it's the iron keeping the entity in, but it's definitely not being created by either the left pole or the right pole, which would create the body or the torso. And I can clearly make out two arms, two legs, and a head. So we do have one, and there's the Kim stick figure. Oh my God, that's got to be the spookiest thing yet. So once again, there's Kim moving, and you can see how it's attached right to her. And I'll move the camera back, and this thing is staying stationary. Kim, if you want to head toward it, go left. Okay, you're headed right toward it. It's in that gap there. See, talk about the perfect husband. Send your wife over to the evil entity spirit. Oh, this might be a good audio check, too. All right, Kim, how you doing over there?
It's cold right here.
You're getting a temperature change?
Yep. Warm, cold. So it must be either behind me or to my right.
Okay, I would need two more arms to open my backpack and pull out the FLIR to confirm that. So we're going to hold off on that. But that, whatever.
Where do you want me?
Anomaly is sitting right in that spot. You're good. If you just want to check some temperature changes, I'm trying to keep the SLS as absolutely stationary as possible.
Okay.
So it's definitely tracking Kim perfect.
Let me know if I'm getting closer.
Got about 10 feet. Keep going, about 10 feet.
This way?
Yes. Okay, you're occupying the same spot right there. Feeling any temperature changes?
Here. To my left.
You're in the exact same spot that it is.
It's right on my arm and my left leg.
Wow. Like I said,
so right here and to here is ice.
So interesting.
Now I have goosebumps on my right leg.
Okay, interesting stuff. Okay, so I am going to switch this off. Attempt to go over by Kim and pull out my FLIR camera. So that's pretty good for the audio. I'll have to check that out later, but she was about 120, 140 feet away from me. So like I said, I'm gonna pause the recording on that. Okay, you stay there. And audio is still running.
All right.
I'm going to grab the FLIR and see what we get on that. Okay, so we are booting the FLIR. So this was the experimental handheld FLIR. Given to us directly from FLIR, so we have to get some stuff back to these guys. As far as what's going on, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to set down the audio part of this recorder. Kick back in my video. Wait for the FLIR to kick in. Okay, so now my audio is going directly to the iPhone. Okay, FLIR is up and running. Just take a couple sample pictures here. Okay, right now I'm not picking up any cold spots.
Okay, hold on.
So it might have taken too long to come back to whatever it was by the fence.
But I'm getting drawn back over here. So I'm going to head this way because I'm being drawn this way.
Okay, I'm going to try to really multitask.
There should be something. There should be something on me right now because my legs are ice.
Your legs are cold?
Yep.
Okay,
I have goosebumps, and I told you that I'm being drawn this way.
Okay, the only thing I'm picking up is your right
elbow and hand.
A small spot on the elbow. What I'm picking up as far as the temperature change is your right ankle.
Yep, I'm being drawn this way.
Okay, I'm going to, like I said, attempt to really multitask here. So picking up the SLS camera with the stereo lavalier Kamikaze system running into the iPhone. And of course now my screen on my Osmo has gone dark because we've been recording long enough that we're not going to have that. So I can just double tap that. Okay, that's back up and running. Well, it's been recording the whole time.
I wish you peace.
Yeah, I've got you on the SLS, nothing else.
I got so much cold on my legs.
Okay, once again, I'm going to try to totally multitask here and grab a third piece of equipment. All right, now on your legs, I have right in front of your knees and just above your thighs, like maybe 2 inches up.
Yep.
I've got, looks like a, according to the graph, it's a 20 degree difference on your knees, and yep, we're walking around the cemetery, so those things should be warm. You think they'd be hotter than the rest of your body, but they're actually colder. So something looks like it's touching you.
Yep. Something is now on my legs. It's coming to my thighs.
Yeah, got nothing on the SLS. So the FLIR is picking up something the SLS is not. I'm going to do a really slow scan back to where you're standing where that one.
I have goosebumps all over my arm.
Okay, now I've got a false positive back at the fence where it's using a fence post to create a stick figure, but where the one was before, ooh, is no longer there.
Ooh. All right, I can feel you. What do you need?
So it's going to go pull a couple floor pictures here. Okay. Got nothing on that.
I wish you peace. I need you off.
It's a little bit old. I'm not sure if it's being playful or what it's trying to do.
Please,
so if you're
stay away.
If you're picking up something there, I'm almost wondering if it followed you from the spot that was over there and then came back in here, but there's a solid perimeter here, and I'm sure that's got rebar in it, which would be iron. It should probably keep whatever it is inside that rectangular perimeter. And SLS is picking up nothing. It's got you. But I did see the temperature changes as far as, like you said, it looks like you still have something on your left calf.
Yep. It doesn't want to let go.
So the left calf you can see is white. That's a 30 degree difference than the yellow. A lot of times at night using the FLIR, it switches to more reds, some more of the night vision type of things. Reds, then you can see blues. So here it's using yellows as a standard 98.6, 98.7 body temperature, and white being a temperature change. And you can definitely see the left knee. Yeah, that left knee is a huge, huge temperature change.
Is there someone here that wants to speak to me?
At least I remember to turn it into Fahrenheit and not Celsius. Boy, that really messes a person up.
Are you angry about the explosion?
Hey, ask him if it was an ice factory or an anise factory.
Was it an ice factory or was it an anise factory?
Yeah, I'm so Googling some more of the history down here. Oh, anise is a kind of a German-Polish cookie. I'm sure other nationalities has it, but we always had anise cookies when we were growing up. So if that goes back to 1889, you know, it came from somewhere. Interesting stuff. So, once again, the Fleur has a perfect shot of Kin, and we still have the white spot on the left knee. So hopefully we can get that back to normal. And the SLS camera has Kim and nothing else. All right, so I think we could probably head back, Kim. What are you thinking?
I'm attempting to do a ghost. Is there somebody here that wants to say something? Could you tell me, please? I'm sorry for your passing away, but I'm not sure. Was it an ice factory or an anise factory? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Spring reverb sound.
Yes. My name is Kim. I'm a paranormal investigator. I'm here with Darren. Is there anything you'd like to tell me?
So we had a clear, nice day, yes.
Can you feel the sunshine?
Well, that yes came out clear as day. Of course, it was a two-part question with a yes. I think that's the way you answer questions, sweetie.
Yes.
Should we go into town or should we go out to the forest?
Yes. Yes.
That's so not nice.
So, what is your name? My name is Kim. I'm not here to harm you. No, I'm not. Cold on my leg again.
Okay, let me switch over to the floor.
Yeah, I do want to talk.
Oh yeah, both of your calves are white. Nothing attached.
Ooh. Are you as cold as it? You're making me feel?
Okay, I'm down to 4% on my DJI.
Use mine.
No, it's got the same thing.
Okay. Do you like the flowers here and the trees?
We don't have the...
They've been doing a nice job of cleaning it up.
No dead cat.
Does your family come visit? Who would like to say hello to me? Can you say hello to me? I promise you, I mean you no harm. Would you like me to tell somebody something? All right, I'll come back here. Why do you want me here? I can feel you pulling me. What do you want?
I think it's trapped inside this rectangle with the iron.
Are you trapped in this rectangle?
Like the rebar holding the... Wyndham?
I wish I could read the words they're saying.
Yeah, I might have to upgrade that. The drawback of flying on an airplane, you can only get so much equipment.
So do you need to stay in this rectangle here? Or can you walk about? Because you seem to keep wanting me to come back to you. I can feel it.
Because I can see old pieces of rebar holding this cement together, so I'm thinking the whole perimeter with the steel iron rebar is keeping this spirit or entity inside this rectangle, so it's pretty much trapped in there.
Ooh. Who's touching me right now? What's your name?
Okay. Once again, multitasking.
Oh. I wish you peace. I wish you contentment.
I just can't make that stuff out. All right, I'm down to 2%. I think we should wrap this up.
Okay, let's wrap it up. I'm Kim.
And I'm Darren. You have the professor here. And one thing we need to do is probably have you go back inside the perimeter.
Okay.
And if something has attached themselves to Kim, and if indeed you need to stay inside the
iron
perimeter.
I need you to stay here. I need you to not follow me.
So you may not, will not, cannot.
You cannot. On my legs. It's on my legs.
Okay, well.
I need you to let go of me, please. I need you, in the name of the Lord, to stay here.
Okay, and DJI is shut down, so we did run that completely.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. We'll... Okay, so something definitely interesting going on.
Perhaps we could be here another day.
If we want to play nice a different day, we can come back.
Yep. Do you want me to bring you anything?
Okay, so... We're going to sign off here, so hopefully anything that's here, we'll do it one more time once we leave the complete perimeter. So this entire cemetery graveyard
Did you need me to
totally
bring you something?
Enclosed and a wrought iron iron fence. So once again, you've got
bring
the
you
professor
beer?
Here. My name is Darren.
Beads.
And remember, it's always an adventure.
English?
Your window, I see you looking out your window.